Mitch McConnell's so cute.
I think he looks like Morla from the NeverEnding Story.
Why haven't we started this fucking show yet?
That was gold, too.
Have you been recording some?
Yes.
At least.
Oh, okay. All right,
here we go.
This is the pre-show, and now the intro. Suck it!
Marla,
with a pocket full of shells!
I was just taking a drink. Oh, are we starting it now?
Starting. Hey,
Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program with your fantabulous host.
Your camera.
Oh, yeah, there's just something going on there. Yeah. Derek and Eduardo. Principal contributor, Huds. I'm the beard, and our guest in the guest
the little
cage.
Chair. The Jeff
the
cam.
Little chair, the Jeff cam. It's Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
The brain How's cam.
Welcome, Jeff. All right, let's get this...
We're going to talk about space. We're going to talk about water. We're going to talk about, well, whatever.
And probably celebrities water? At one point or another.
We're going to spend our time
about water?
Poorly.
Yeah.
Nice.
I watched that the Waste Taylor water. Swift doc.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I already forgot about that.
You're like, oh, don't bring that
I tried to block that whore out of my mind years ago.
Taylor Swift and Kanye West had a thing at some point?
Yeah, well, back in...
No, not a romance thing.
No.
Oh, just any kind of thing? I didn't know they were...
There was more of a bromance?
No, it was it was honestly all it was she was on accepting some award and he interrupted her.
That
I remember that.
It ate her
that
alive. Was it.
Yeah.
It, but so my theory yesterday, or my theory is, or I guess the question I asked about that was, did Kanye make her a bitch, or was she always a bitch?
If you listen to her first four albums, you know she's a bitch.
Yeah.
Because every time she broke up with somebody, it was, oh, I'm going to make an album about it. Like, yeah. She took Alanis Morissette to the next level, is what she did. Fuck that girl.
So, isn't that ironic?
Don't you think?
She's always...
just a little bit. Like ironic.
My consensus after watching
it's like rain. Yeah. On your wedding day.
Yeah, she did not swallow like the jagged little pill. She crushed it up and snorted it. And it cut up her nostrils. I don't know. She looks like a broken marionette. I was never a big fan.
It's over here.
So who are we talking about now?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. Okay.
Yeah. She looks like a broken marionette. Just like her whole body is poorly proportioned. Like the dude was drunk when he was carving her, and just that's the way it worked out. I don't like her at all.
I liked her in the credit card commercials they played during the NFL broadcast this year, where she was the waitress at a diner, and maybe she rented shoes at a bowling alley. Just doing regular jobs. It was very small doses, and she never spoke.
This is how much I know about Taylor Swift. If I saw her, I wouldn't know who she was.
Wow.
Envy.
I would recognize her.
Level.
So, it's interesting because I've never had as somebody who has a podcast where we talk about how we have opinions on everything, I have no opinion of her.
Neither do
I. She is the vanilla ice cream of human beings.
Yeah.
Like, I don't hate vanilla ice cream. I'm okay with vanilla ice cream. I'll eat vanilla ice cream. I would prefer to have other ice cream, but I'll eat vanilla.
So I'm sure you would eat Taylor Swift, too.
Probably. She's not ugly.
No, but she hits that uncanny valley. Like, she's not a real person, but she is. And she looks fake enough that I just
And if
don't.
You twisted my arm and told me to name... a song, I would not be able to do it.
I couldn't either.
Yeah, me neither. But she's a succubi of some manner.
Did she do that firecracker
song? Because she would suck these guys in and absorb their energy and then turn it into her product that she sells and thrive.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Maybe that's more of a vampire than a succubi.
No, it's just a woman.
Well, so here's the...
Hot take.
Well,
here's the timeline.
That's a good picture of her.
Yeah.
I would fuck that Taylor Swift. She's
pretty good looking.
I have seen a music video with that person in it.
So she had a real, initially she had a real wholesome image.
She was country.
She was country, yeah. Then
she took the O right out of it.
Then she went and won, I don't know, Artist of the Year or something, and that's when Kanye busted up on stage and took the mic from her and told her that, I'm going to let you finish.
But first, let me tell you somebody else who's better.
But Beyonce.
But Queen B is better than you.
I mean, it was just basically.
I remember seeing
to kiss
that.
Jay-Z's ass.
Yeah, when that happened.
It was 2009.
And I completely forgot it happened.
But she's always been kind of in the periphery, but you kind of see her then after the fact, kind of like getting hardening up a little bit. But I always wonder if that. I always kind of wondered if her hardening her image was in response to that. And
no. Just getting older.
Yeah.
Money.
I mean, she's. Oh, yeah.
And money.
Money, probably.
Country Western singers make money, but popular pop singers make a lot more money.
Make all of the money.
Yeah, like, if she stayed a country singer, she'd be done by
now. Going,
oh, going. She would entire old country wars are on all the time.
Yeah, but where have you seen Leon Rimes lately?
Huh?
Have you seen Leon Rimes lately?
I don't know.
No.
Shania Twain?
Yeah, but Shania Twain
was just 60 years.
She was on the cover of a different magazine, and pull up a picture of her currently.
I bet
she was on the cover of a magazine I delivered recently she's starting to come back. But she went away for a while. She does not look the same.
But let's not compare Shania Twain to Leanne Rimes. For one thing, Shania Twain had her day in the sun.
Yeah,
Leanne Rimes had a song. She had a popular popular song, and then somehow.
I guess she doesn't look that much.
People wouldn't watch her in a concert, but
quite a bit.
Leanne Rimes had that song Blue. I mean, that's
it. Yeah, she does.
She's just barely got it going on.
She's a lot cuter before Gels.
Yeah,
I had a poster of Shania Twain when I was in early middle school.
Yeah, if I had to bang her, I would hang that poster up above the bed.
Also, I'll always have a love.
This is what I'm banging.
I always had a love for Shania Twain because I used to listen to Moore Sports, and he had this ongoing bit in all of his shows where, like, they'd be talking about like Tony Romo or somebody, and they'd be like, he'd be like, "Oh, what? So you threw for 7 touchdowns? That don't impress me much." And then they'd play Shania Twain like that song. So I'll always have a love for her just because of that bit. Because of Jay Moore, not because of her.
Mm.
But between the two, her and Lee, I don't think you can compare her and Leanne Rimes.
I don't even think they're in the same. No. They're barely playing the same game.
Yeah.
Like, one is T-ball and the other is Major League.
Shania Twain went pop.
Well, she was borderline pop when she was country.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, she was on the cusp.
She was
I'd say the only female artist that's been able to sustain beyond, has been Reba.
Yeah.
I'm Reba.
Yeah. God bless Reba.
Yeah.
But Reba has.
Wasn't I just talking shit about Reba like a month ago?
You know, she's put her foot into TV and shit.
Yeah, she's got her fans that are just diehard.
Yeah.
And anything she puts out, they'll listen to it.
She did acting too, so.
She tried. I don't think she was very good at it.
She had a show.
She had a TV show that was.
But she has diehard
not
fans.
My show.
Like, she
but
has
it was
real
popular.
Fans.
Yeah.
Those were the days when they were just throwing TV shows at popular people trying to make them stick. It was like, we'll try this one and see if it takes off. We'll try this one if it takes off.
Yeah, probably the best comparison.
They threw three at Norm MacDonald.
Yeah. It turns out he's just funny in small bits.
Late 60s Dolly Parton is one of the hottest things in the whole world. Like, where did that Dolly go? Oh, she got old. She hit the wall and she was done.
I mean, Dolly and 9 to 5, man.
Yeah.
Man, that's a good
movie. We're all like, Dolly.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie.
It's a great movie.
I remember the name. I remember walking down the street. That's about it.
Jane Fonda.
Isn't that the one where they kidnap their boss?
Mm-hmm. Jane Fonda's 82 or something now. She still looks good. I think she's had work done.
Sorry. I wish she'd have died in fucking Vietnam.
She should have been crucified.
But if they washed
I hate that woman.
If they washed her makeup off, she'd probably look like that.
Well, no, if she washed her makeup off, it'd be like that scene from scene from Witches.
She looks like the fucking nun from The Nun.
No, what's the movie where the witches starts peeling off her? It's Angelica Houston. She peels off her face and she's like a rat thing underneath of it. The witches. Like
that's probably what Jane Fonda is underneath.
Yes, I mean. That's what I'm saying. That's
like all of Ted Turner's money could not save that bitch's face. I hate Jane Fonda too.
Yeah, she's a terrible person.
I dislike a lot of celebrities.
I dislike celebrity.
Yeah.
That might be it.
Yeah.
It's the Catholic upbringing. It's idolatry is what it is.
Oh man, yeah.
And it gets whipped into you by nuns that's bad. It never quite goes away. It doesn't matter how much you abandon the Catholic Church, it never quite goes away.
But you know, Taylor Swift, you know, she's great. She's great. I'm glad she became a topic on the show.
I'm glad she led to that. That was a fun little.
It was.
Celebrity hating bashing.
Faith
moment.
Hill has one of the funniest videos on the internet. That's her yelling at the woman in the audience for grabbing Tim McGraw's junk on stage. It's fucking hilarious.
Is this recent?
No, I mean within, 10 years. No. It was Faith Hill and Tim McGraw in concert because they're married, and some girl like grabs his junk and she like stops mid song. Is like, get your hands off his junk.
That's my man. Don't you touch my man. I'll come down there and get country on your face.
It's really funny, though. Like, how insecure.
We have to watch it now.
They probably have a Faith and Tim Facebook page.
Let's have a reaction video.
Tim and
she controls it.
Yeah. If you be careful.
F-A-Y? Are you fucking serious, man?
I don't know.
I would be willing to bet the farm that there is a Faith Hill spelt that way that's a porn star.
I would not take that bet.
I'm surprised. She still looks pretty.
Anything jump out at you?
She is pretty.
No.
She hasn't got turkey neck. I wonder if that was a money thing.
Faith Hill. Faith Hill.
Audience member grabs Tim's junk.
Faith Hill, be specific. Faith Hill yells at young woman who grabs Tim McGraw's dick during a concert. It's
in
funny.
September of.
Really
oh, Jesus,
funny.
She's an inch taller than I am, too.
Oh, there you go.
Tim McGraw lashes back at work.
No, it wasn't him. It was her. She yells. I don't know. Who cares?
Collapses on stage and
trust me, it happens. And it's really funny. No.
Oh, on stage gender reveal.
He's a boy. He's like Faith. They've known forever.
Cowboy up, bitch.
That girl knows. She just grabbed it. She ruined the gender reveal.
Everyone knows.
It was a gender preveal.
Well, I don't know. Faith Hill. I don't know any other country singers. Well, I mean, women country singers.
Robin McGraw sits a bad boy straight, Dr. Phil.
Ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm over that one. Yeah.
We'll find it another time.
Yeah.
What else are we going to talk about?
You said something about water.
Oh, we talked about water earlier.
You need to make more of
Faith
those.
Hill talks crotch grabbing incident. It's on the screen. It's right there. Don't touch my
it's
man's balls.
It's on people.com, though.
Don't touch my man's balls.
Maybe it'll link the video.
Doubt it.
People, no.
Holy shit.
That's right there. Video courtesy of NBC.
Yeah, it's probably an interview.
It's probably an interview video, though.
Yeah.
Don't risk it.
It's a risky clip.
Now was it with Ellen?
God damn it. Almost tricked us.
Not Ellen.
Rat bastards. You guys, I watched... I want to talk about a thing, because I watched... I stayed home sick from work yesterday, and I watched a movie, which is usually what I do when I stay home sick. And I watched Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Fuck me, like he cleared it.
I feel like that didn't hold up.
Best... ad-libbed.
Yeah.
That line is ad-libbed. It's the best scene in the movie.
Whose line is that?
That's Will Christian Scarlet, Slater. Christian Slater. So two things. First off, Christian Slater, last time I saw the movie, I was a kid. For some reason, I always just was like, oh, that's Kevin Bacon in that part. Then I
Well, it's because he wasn't doing normal Christian Slater. He wasn't pretending to be Jack Nicholson.
Right. Yeah. So when I watched the movie, I go, oh, that's Christian Slater. Okay. That movie sucks.
I love
Robin
it.
Hood, Prince of Thieves. No,
when's the last time
up.
You watched it?
I could have used a spoon.
There's 100 great lines in it.
Sucks.
But the whole thing just doesn't hold up.
Really?
Yeah.
It has been sometimes since
I diagnosed
watched it.
Why it sucks, though.
Is it Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner sucks.
Okay. Yeah, they carved a puppet out of wood and just put him up there.
He's a hack, too. So for one thing, there's a ton of like movies. So first off, the director of that movie is Kevin Reynolds. He also directed Waterworld. Which also sucked.
It's Ryan Reynolds' older brother.
But it was also good.
They were best friends. So him and Kevin Reynolds were best.
A movie can be good and bad at the same time.
Waterworld is not good.
They're the two Kevins?
So yeah, so
are they like the two Corys, or are they? So, but are they?
No wonder you thought Kevin Bacon was in it. Just like the three Kevin Stooges.
So they were best friends before they made Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, and then they started they hated each other by the end of the movie. Then they came together again in Waterworld. And now they hate each other forever, and they'll never work together ever again. That's a real thing. Remember we were talking about Wyatt Earp though, and how it was like it was weird in the movie. Like he always has to like bang some young hot girl in the movie. Mm-hmm. And I think I figured it out because it happens in Robin Hood also. There's a scene in Robin Hood where Marian made Marian, by the way, not Mariam. So that's wrong in every single. I've never seen it Marian, but okay. She comes over the hill and he's bathing. He's swimming naked in a thing down below. And she's just like, oh.
You know. She's wetter than the waterfall.
Oh my
he's using
stars.
The showers.
Like, and you know,
why is this happening?
You know that motherfucker wanted that in the script. He's like, she comes over the hill and she sees my dick and she just gets wet.
I won't go to archery practice if you don't put that in the movie. I won't go. He, no stage fighting training for me until you put that in the movie. I will swim and dive first.
I think what it, like Warren and I were texting while I was watching it. I think what it is he's, like to go on your point, he's not what you would define as like a star. Like he's not all that great looking. He's not a very good actor. And he's from what I've read, he's never been like the first choice in any movie. Like he's never been like the guy they wanted to get. But then but he'll do it. He'll do the movie. Yeah.
Always.
He'll do the movie. So then he gets in these movies and he's like, I'm a big actor too. I'm the main guy. Women want to be with me and men want to be me. I'm Kevin Costner.
I sound like Rena Mero.
It's true. So one thing
I'm sorry, Rena Lesnar.
I do want to like add to that though, because
don't kill me, Brock.
In the 90s, especially, the leading men were always fucking boning somebody.
That's true.
And, like, you watch fucking the Assassins movie, they take a fucking break for Stallone to bang whoever the female lead in that movie was. And, like, there's all sorts
of... That was when they had senseless sex in... Tons of movies. Yeah. Just somewhere
in the middle of the second act, there's just a big fuck scene, and you're just like, oh, this is an action movie. I want to get to the action. I don't need to...
But they were like, we're selling it to dudes, so we need to add to the rewatchability, we need titties.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, in the 90s, I was a kid, and I loved... those sex scenes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But
when
I only watched
so
movies for those. I was like, why don't
I'm like, fuck, seriously? What are they doing this for?
Get back to the show.
So that's probably why
it doesn't add anything to the story. All it does is halt the progression of the action. Give me more explosions.
You're wasting my time by not blowing up another giant robot.
I read something else about the movie. Because Alan Rickman completely steals the show, of course, in the movie. He's excellent in it. His parts are still corny as hell, but they're good.
Because he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
You can tell that he knows what movie he's in.
Apparently there's 5 more minutes of Alan Rickman in the movie, but because the Kevins make the movie, Kevin Costner went in and cut out 5 more minutes of Alan Rickman in the movie.
So he had...
I would too. I don't think my fragile ego could stand up to Alan Rickman.
Which from what
I've read... And he's dead.
From what I've read, the scenes they cut out with Alan Rickman actually helped the movie. Like, they're kind of slow, and they're about more about his, like, being raised by that witch, and it was like, eh, like, it doesn't do anything for it. The movie's already clunky anyways.
Yeah.
But he also was like... What? He was just like, no, Kevin Costner's the star of this movie.
You know what does hold up? Robin Hood Men in Tights.
Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. The other day.
Fucking hilarious.
I watched that 2 weeks ago.
I'm really pissed off.
Hey, Blinken.
I'm on the north side. I'm on the south side. This isn't exactly the Mississippi.
Being that as close to a horse's wiener, I'd be more worried about being pissed on.
I also love how in Kevin Costner movies, in all of them, when he wants to have long hair... His version of long hair is just a fucking mullet.
Yeah.
Always.
They never give him actual long hair. It's just a mullet.
It didn't matter that it was the 90s. It's the same now. Uh-huh. If he's got long hair, it's just a mullet.
He's like, I want long hair in this movie. And they're like, well, do you like want long hair? And he's like, no, just the back.
Like the last movie he saw, was the first Lethal Weapon. And he was like, yeah. That's the hair I want. Whenever I have long hair, I want to look like Mel Gibson. Help. Like, dude, you're not Mel Gibson.
The reason why, though, is because I was watching that movie yesterday. The reason why, his fucking ears are that tall. Like, his ears are like my grandpa's ears, man. They're like the size of his head. So he's just getting that mullet to make his ears look like a normal human being's ears.
These are normal people ears, I swear.
He's like, I have normal ears. And they're like, Kevin, we want to cut your hair for this next scene. He's like, no, not this scene. Cut him
you
in
can only
years.
Trim my bush.
The movie sucks. Kevin Costner sucks. He's a hack.
He's good in Yellowstone. Well, okay.
He's and mildly Mr. Brooks. Okay.
Mr. Yellowstone is good. I'll say that. I'll say that.
But he plays a convincing serial killer in Mr. Brooks. Yeah. Like you're like, okay, that dude could have killed 1,700 people. He could have. That's he looks like he might have eaten some of them. And there's probably at least one head in his freezer. And he's just being Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a stretch for him.
William Hurt was good in that, too.
Yeah. William Hurt's good in just about everything.
Yeah.
Bull Durham wasn't bad, but not because of him.
Is that the one with Duvall?
No, Bull Durham.
Which one is he? What's
Bull Durham's one? Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins and Susan Sarandon.
Susan Sarandon.
Which movie is he in with Duvall? We were trying to think of the cowboy movie with Duvall.
The Trail one or something. Like
it's a
that.
Good movie.
Broken Trail. Or no.
Brokeback? No.
No.
No. He didn't there. Get butt fucked on a mountain.
I can't remember the name of the movie.
Or he probably has.
It's
but
better, though.
The movie. That was consensual homosexual sex.
Who is that blonde?
It looks like Jennifer Hudson, maybe, but I don't know.
I thought Jennifer Hudson was black.
Kind of like I was going to say Anna Kournikova. Yeah, I was going to say it looks like a tennis player.
Third baby. Look at her. Good God.
Yeah, she's
well, she's an athlete.
She's
she's an actual athlete.
Open Range.
Open Range.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That is a good movie.
Did you see
Robert Duvall is fantastic.
I don't know if it's because of him, though. I don't know if it's because of him.
It's not because of him.
But he still has a scene in that movie where he has to throw it down in that Benning's hallway.
Wait.
Oh, he's a musician.
I was just
going to
say
music?
That same thing. What? An American actor, director, producer, and musician. He's a goddamn
Kevin
musician.
Costner, composer. Kevin Costner, music.
Where? He wrote it.
I need you to search.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Search for Kevin Costner music.
I guarantee that Kevin Costner wrote that Wikipedia page where he says that he's...
Oh, my wow. God.
Oh,
that
wow.
is... No, get the third one. Get the third one.
This one?
Red River. Yeah, dude. Oh, man,
look
yeah.
at him
he
sing.
Feels it. Well, yes, play that.
He was on an interview.
There's a fiddle player. There's a goddamn fiddle player.
Was that Yo-Yo Ma?
No. Wasn't my mother.
He was on an interview on the Rich Eisen show, and it was like they're asking him about the Field of Dreams, and for some reason, even though Rich Eisen's like the nicest guy on TV, I swear to God, just halfway through the interview, you could tell he's just like, oh my God, is this fucking over yet? The most boring.
You just want to slit your wrists on stage.
If Taylor Swift is vanilla ice cream, Kevin Costner is mashed potatoes.
Today, we're comparing celebrities to food.
My old lady loves mashed potatoes. Oh, it's rock... What? It's rock and roll?
What's modern, West?
This is 2009, so 11 years ago. That's why the video sucks.
They have an Asian fiddle player.
Is that Yo-Yo Ma?
It's like 340p.
Ugh!
He's fantastic. Yes!
He should go pro.
I love he just That's sounds enough. Like Kevin Costner. He doesn't even have a singing voice.
God, it's like karaoke at the Alibi.
Yeah.
Just fucking
turn it off.
Yeah, before we get the we get hit with the goddamn
oh, man.
Over 30 seconds bullshit.
Oh, make it stop.
Do you want to know what my barometer for? Yeah, please turn it off. We don't want to get flagged and not be able to monetize this because of this idiot.
Oh, that is just terrible.
My barometer for garbage acting is if there's no one has ever done a like impersonation of you on SNL or any other show ever, and if somebody was like, "Hey, I want you to impersonate Kevin Costner," they would just like be like. 404 file not found. Like, what am I just? Oh, I want you to be Kevin Costner and just have him be like, Hi, I'm Kevin Costner.
If Kevin Costner was a state, he'd be Delaware. Like,
I smell.
He sucks.
Yes, he's not very good.
He's not very good, folks.
But he's in a ton. He's in so many fucking movies.
All the good movies.
And a lot of good ones. Tin Cup's a good movie.
Tin Cup is fantastic.
He directed Dances with Wolves. Did you know that?
I heard he wrote the book on it. Like, it was based on a book, and he wrote the book.
He was the first Fern Gully?
He was just like, I imagine he wrote the book, and he's like, and in this part, he fucking...
The white captain bangs...
A thousand monkeys with a thousand typewriters.
You got there before I did. And in this part, he sees the most beautiful Native American squaw, and he bangs her.
And you see a lot of his ass.
Hard.
He does, and it's like... 1 second of titties and like 45 seconds of his ass.
You have some fond memories.
Do I have to wear a modesty sock for this?
Cock sock.
And then he's like, Tatanka.
I am.
This movie sucks.
I'm tired now.
I'm tired now.
Mama.
I came in my modesty sock. I need a nap.
The movie is that I like... The first time I watched it was The Postman, and then I watched it again, and it is horrible.
I've never seen it.
It is so bad. Like when you're younger,
you watch it when you're a kid, though.
You watch it when you're a kid. I'm like, that's a fucking good show. And then you watch it. Now,
I know what I do when the
what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah, it's not good.
Shit hits the fan situation.
I know exactly what I do. I also liked The Postman
not
when
deliver
I was
the
young
mail.
And have watched it as an adult.
Oh, no,
I will
continue to do so.
It's not good.
It isn't. It's horrible.
And there's a scene where he bangs it out and shows her boobs.
He bangs that chick like three times.
And then he's like a postman in the apocalypse, and then he bangs her. He's cool. He's so cool. He has long hair, only in the back. He definitely only has regular-sized ears.
The only movie that doesn't happen? Man of Steel.
No mullet either.
No mullet. You know why? Zero creative control. He was just a filler there.
Yep. Also,
he was pocket.
Hidden Figures.
Also, he played.
He was Tornado Food.
He fucked all the black women.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
In Broom Closet. Yeah.
Also, he played.
That was with this. That was that montage.
He also played Pa Kent, where it was okay that his earlobes were 25 inches long.
Yeah, because he was old.
Can
he
we get a picture of him and look at his ears? I don't recall noticing it.
I've never noticed it either.
I think if you
now
see
I've
Kevin Costner, you need to take out a tape measure and measure his ears.
It's like
I thought you were measuring something else. This is how long his modesty sock is. I refuse to call it whatever it was that you said. Cock sock? That's wrong. It's a modesty sock.
Kevin Costner.
Dick glove?
Oh, I'm looking at it on my screen, sorry.
They stick out.
I don't think they're so bad.
You're just going to watch the movies, man.
I guess. They
zoom in on the side there. Oh, man, it looks like a fucking rock star.
He looks so fucking normal, though.
He does.
He is an everyman.
If Taylor Swift had a child, it would be the most boring baby that was ever
Oh, go back one. Go back one. Go back two. Go back two.
KK.
He's wearing the same coat I'm wearing. It's only not orange in the middle, but see...
yeah. Very cool.
The
zipper.
Oh, the zipper on the arm.
That's the same. Yes.
Because you're the postman.
The same one.
Yeah.
You're the postman.
Yeah. Do you know what he keeps in that zipper pocket?
What?
Pictures of Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah.
I would keep cocaine in there.
He kept that in there, too.
Wasn't like the first movie he was in was what, The Big Chill?
Kevin Costner affair. More than one woman has fucked that man. He had an affair.
I'm sure he's paid for plenty of sex.
Oh, he's paid for sex for sure.
That face says he has.
He's like, oh yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
All right, enough Kevin Costner.
All right.
I don't think I can
ever. So anyway.
Except we didn't see any of the mullet from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Well, it's in there.
Robin Hood, Prince of Dweebs.
Oh, it's right there. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a power mullet.
Well, how about Christian Slater? He was rocking a mullet, too.
His ears were really bad in Robin Hood.
They were. They are especially
They're only prevalent
bad.
Because of the hair.
It's probably the hair. Because of the hair, yeah. And I bet you that's like a back of the head merkin. It's not even a real fucking.
What about Christian Slater?
His hair is
Robin
more
Hood,
like,
Prince of Thieves.
His hair is very like 90s kid hair, though.
Yeah.
He also gets shot in the.
They all have stupid ass hair.
His might just be long.
It's just
altogether,
long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He kind of looks like Costner in this. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the revelation. You know, they end up
They're
being brothers.
Brothers or something.
Oh,
right?
Really? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that witch was creepy.
Yeah. What's up, bro?
Yeah. And Maid Marian wasn't pretty enough to make that even rewatchable for.
Oh, who played Maid Marian? About that? Oh, it was nobody. Mick, I can't remember.
Balls of solid rock.
Balls of solid rock.
I think she was a nobody.
He's really good at like casting like unmemorable.
No, she wasn't a nobody.
Ladies, though.
Mary What's her name? Elizabeth Masters Antonio, right? Or was that the other one?
I think
Look up Maid Marian and see who played her.
Oh, she wasn't a nobody. She was in plenty of movies. Can't think of her name.
Not Maid Marian.
It's an
it's
N.
Marian.
It's Marian.
Maid
like Marian.
I don't care.
They spell it wrong.
Wow.
Anyways, with a Z.
God, you spell it every other.
Why didn't you just
wrong?
Go to IMDb?
I love that the first one to pop up is.
Oh yeah, she's in a. She's in a movie
in
with
a
Mary Elizabeth Masters Antonio. Yeah. I was right. See, she's not a nobody. I remembered her.
She's
name.
In a
you
movie with Harrison
name.
Ford.
That's not a good gauge.
Her eyes are too far. Like set
it's the
line.
Hair. It's a you gotta look at her with different hair. It's the hair.
She has the same hair as
no.
She's got a pretty
Stoker's
face.
Dracula.
But you learn in art class. You learn in art class that you should be able to fit another one of her you eyes, should, like right between
without,
the two eyes. But you can fit easily two and a half of her eyes
without
oh,
the makeup.
Only two.
She looks
only
like
two.
The bat creature from that movie.
Like
only
she,
two.
You, when she takes the makeup yeah. wipe, she immediately just turns
I still,
into a bat
I still
creature.
Think she's attractive.
She's pretty.
She is pretty. I'll give her that.
Not as pretty as Alan Rickman, though.
Her eyes are really far apart.
Can't right? see. Not as pretty as Michelle Pfeiffer,
Now pull
though.
Her up on
it
IMDb.
Looks like
she's
the back
there
of
and we'll see other movies she's been
away.
In. I want to know which movie
if
she was in
watch,
with Harrison Ford.
If I'm going to watch an actress that has her eyes that far apart, I'm going to watch Michelle Pfeiffer.
Are her Pfeiffer? Eyes hard, far apart?
They're a little far apart. But who gives a shit? She's Catwoman.
Who gives a shit? She's Michelle Pfeiffer.
She dead?
No.
Oh, she even has a TV show, too. Or had a TV show.
Oh, God, she looks like the witch now.
Oh, my God, where's
the Abyss?
I was
She's
joking
the
about
abyss.
The bat creature.
Yeah, she was in The Abyss. That's
and
why
the Color of Money. I
Dude,
thought,
I would. She's been in great movies.
And she's in The King of Comedy. She's an extra in the crowd.
Perfect Storm.
Oh, and she played Gina
Fucking
in Scarface.
Scarface, dude. Yeah, she's guys, been in a lot of movies.
Yeah, she's like the Ron Livingston of woman actors. Like, what was he in?
Okay.
He's like the main guy in Office Space.
He's a tertiary character. In
Is your son Ron Livingston? Oh, God. That was going to kill me.
Oh, man.
That's a Family Guy bit.
I love that.
That's probably the best Family Guy bit. They're like, my son's an actor. Who is he? Oh, God. What is he in? He's in. The mom's like, he's like the main guy in Office Space. And the guy on the bus is like, is your son Ron Livingston? They're like, oh, yeah, that's who it is. That would have killed me.
I didn't even realize she was in The Punisher, and I just watched The Punisher.
Yeah,
hey, look, here's a documentary about her career, Without a Trace.
Wow.
She's in things.
You're
Oh,
awful.
Fuck, she was the CIA lady.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she was a CIA lady.
She really does look like the witch now.
CIA lady in what?
In The Punisher.
Oh, okay.
I just watched The Punisher a couple weeks ago, so...
I'd still probably hit it.
Who was she in? What with? You said she was in a movie with.
I thought she was with
she was
Harrison
Scarface
Ford, but
with
I,
Al
was, I was wrong.
You guys, okay. Sean Connery is in the end of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
He is. He's King Richard.
Yeah, he's King Richard.
Yet another point where Men in Tights does one better, and it's Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, it's true.
Everything they do is better.
Yeah.
Even the Maid Marian is prettier.
There was a second when I was watching Robin Hood Prince of Thieves when Sean Connery comes back and he's like, I can't give you my blessing until, you know, and he says, until I give away the bride. And I thought for a split second, he's like, until I have prima nocta. But I would have been like, this is a movie I want to watch.
That was why he let her get married. It's like, I haven't been able to fuck her yet.
And he's like, now come over here and let me slop you around a bit.
He did that.
What was I watching him in the other day?
He slapped him around a little bit. Unapologetically hit his wife.
I know. That interview is so uncomfortable.
It is.
When he's talking to Barbara Walters. Like,
sometimes you just got to give him a little smack.
Sometimes words just won't do it.
It's fucked up.
By the time she interviewed him, he was already starting to lose a bit. And now he's not dead, but he's out there.
It's not that old. No. It's not that. He's not that
it's
old.
It's 1982. Yeah. Like, well, he had just really? Been done like, being
wow.
Bald.
Sometimes words don't do it.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude. It unapologetically does it.
I don't know. Sometimes I've never seen that before.
Sometimes you just gotta give him a smack.
A smack.
A smack.
Smack.
Sometimes words just don't do it.
How come that hasn't...
how far we've come in 40 years.
Had more life.
Everyone, really? My grandma, like, used to, I remember being a kid, my grandma would be like, I don't want to watch that. Sean Connery hits his wife. And I'd be like, well, sometimes words just don't do it. Him and James Caan, man, everyone knows James Caan's kind of a...
Oh, Jimmy Caan did too?
No. He's an angry guy.
He's a...
You think he was method acting for Godfather?
He's like, I get to
Sonny,
do myself?
No.
Fuck yeah.
I know, that's why you know the movie Misery would have never happened.
Yeah. Kathy Bates was like, don't hit me again. Thunk! You're what's known as hobbled. Sorry.
Oh, man.
That is one of the best movies.
God. I can't watch that movie without getting actual pain in my legs.
Every time that scene
goes on, fucking thinking about it makes my knees hurt. Like, she broke his shin bones. I used to love you, Kathy Bates.
I know everybody always says, oh, when she breaks his ankles, I'm like, that's not his fucking ankles. You need to watch that again.
She ruins him.
Yeah. It's not like the board isn't like just on his ankle. It's like halfway up his fucking leg. And it's just like, oh!
The man is now crippled.
So bad to watch. Like,
this she is does because some, I care.
Yeah, she does some fucking
now
damage
get the type
to those legs.
Mama said you need to use the 20-pound sledgehammer.
Dude, he...
Bobby Boucher, don't you be playing that football?
And they show
I'll break your legs.
They show him at the end of that movie using a cane. It's like, no.
He'd be in a fucking chair.
That's a wheelchair, dude.
Damn wheelchair damage.
You don't heal properly from wounds like that.
No.
I hope you're listening, Kathy Bates, because I've loved you my whole life.
I love
you're
Kathy
one of the.
Bates.
You're a national treasure.
By Saber.
Except for that moment. I don't think I loved her in that moment.
Sabre? No. What, did I say it wrong?
No, Sabre. Me and Sabre. She was the shining moment of that season.
Yeah.
What was that?
It was Office.
The Office.
Oh, yeah.
God, Bad Santa too.
She's good in everything she's in.
Oh, yeah, she is. She's a glass act.
Oh, she's like one of the only watchable parts about Titanic. I remember her in Titanic, actually. Like the fact that I remember her in it.
I've still never seen that.
You're not missing anything.
She's
I
new
knew
money.
The ending. I knew what was going to happen.
She makes
fried
they
tomatoes.
Were going to fucking hit an iceberg. Mm. She was in some of the worst parts of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
That whole Roanoke thing. Yeah.
I did not care for her in About Schmidt.
Yeah. I haven't seen past.
I don't think I saw that one. It's
four.
A Jack Nicholson movie, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've seen
she
it.
She gets into a hot tub naked.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, I remember hearing about that when it was going down, and I never braved that. There's some things that you just can't unsee.
Yeah.
I mean, I can look at every picture of every puppy and every kitty.
If I was 70 years old and that was my wife, I would tolerate it.
Well, sure.
But you're never getting married.
But you're not 70.
No, I'm not going to watch it.
I'm just telling you an acceptable situation.
I'm not going to watch it on purpose.
No, I'm not going to tune in to see... the shag carpeting.
I'm not going to go 25 minutes into this movie to see somebody's titties like I used to with VHS tapes.
In her defense, in her defense, with those American Horror Story, all the stuff that she's in those shows, I don't think any of those seasons are very good at all. So
I think she joined.
I don't think she could have saved it.
She joined during Coven, right?
Yeah.
And that was really when it started to go downhill.
Yeah.
That's where I quit watching it.
Yeah, that was the last season I saw, was the one with her in it.
Murder House was really good. And the Asylum one was a little busy. Yeah.
If they had not included aliens, it would have been easier to process it all.
Yeah, but ghosts, when you even Nazi include werewolves, aliens, psychic powers, demon possession. There's just too fucking much going on.
That's like three seasons. Ian McShane was in.
How much of the season was he in it?
He was in one episode where he played Crazy Santa.
That's yeah. Wow.
And that was also in Asylum. So, that just goes to my point. Yeah.
The first two seasons were fantastic.
I'm aware of that episode. I didn't even watch it, but I knew that he was in it.
Yeah.
I watched the first season. I watched the second season. I watched some of the third season. I quit watching when Precious got raped by a Minotaur, because I was like, "Nah, I think I've had enough TV for today."
I think I've had enough TV for this lifetime. We'll catch it on my reincarnation. Because
I noticed the show just kept rather than making a good show, they're just like, "Let's just shoehorn in like whatever disgusting thing we can for this." Let's see how far we can push cable TV.
The one thing I do like about that show is every season is independent of the season before.
Yeah.
And that's
there was good. A couple of times when they did some crossover stuff, like at the end of Freak Show when the nun from Asylum shows up and takes the girl with the weird fucking head.
Did you watch the Apocalypse season?
I didn't finish it. So that one ties together a bunch though. Murder House, Coven. And
mostly those two.
Yeah, but
witches from Coven are in the Apocalypse one.
Yeah, I watched probably two episodes of it, and I was just like, this is
the boy, like the boy who's like the bad guy in Apocalypse is the one that in season one, the main woman in the show, she gets raped or whatever.
By the ghost. Yeah. Ghost rape is never okay.
Yeah, no.
Especially not when it's a ghost dad.
Can you see it happening?
Bill Cosby joke. Yes.
that kid ends up being like the Antichrist.
Yeah.
So like that's the huge tie in there. And then yeah. Honestly, Apocalypse was okay. It wasn't like...
Did it work out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, it was probably the most interesting of the newest stuff I'd seen. Like, I was like, meh. I didn't like Freak Show at all. I thought Apocalypse was okay.
Freak Show is about where I checked out, but I continued to
watch. Let's just say this. I watched all of Apocalypse. I watched the whole thing. Whereas I had not watched the whole thing of any of those shows in quite some time.
Mm.
So... It's not an amazing show though.
And the new one is 1984.
Yeah, but it doesn't have anyone. I mean, like no one is.
They've rebooted it.
Yeah, I don't even think it has because Evan Peters is not on the show anymore. Like
it's Julia Roberts' niece in there, Eric Roberts' daughter, to bring that back from shows ago.
Eat Eric Roberts.
No one gives a shit about him.
That is just burned into my psyche.
I'll never forget it.
Never, ever leave.
No, don't eat me. That's one of the best. I grew up watching that, so that episode is. In fact, when Bree didn't know what I was talking about, though, and I said that
you had
line,
to pull that shit out.
Eat Eric. And I always quote, you. And I don't know if. Maybe he goes, but I'm like, Coach, put me in, Coach.
We did this two episodes
ago. Best of the best. Best of the best.
The only thing I know I'm good at.
Yeah, it's not talking. It's not that.
It's a good movie.
Though. Yeah.
If we went back and looked, I think that's the fourth time you've done that on the show.
Maybe. I'll always do it. Can I tell you guys something maybe funny today that happened? So as you guys know... I work with the public, and there are some things I say at work that I would never, or some things I say on this show, most things I would never say at work. And today, at the end of the day, I was telling one of the people I was working with, I was going to say, kill two birds with one stone.
Uh-oh.
And I accidentally said, not kidding, I said, kill two girls with one cup.
Wow. How can you mistake that?
Because I say it all the time.
Because his brain.
Wow. That's like my catchphrase.
Didn't those girls die from eating all that shit?
That's like my catchphrase.
No.
I say it all the time.
Feed her. Feed her.
I say, man, don't worry about it. We'll kill two girls with one cup. I say it at home. I say it in my stand-up. I say it on the show. I say it all the fucking time. So, of course, at work, I'm like, no, no, don't. I'm like, why not, you know, I'm like, why not just do it all at the same time? We'll kill two girls with one cup. And I was like,
Did they pick up and question?
No, I was just like,
just roll.
They weren't quite old enough. Through.
They're like, sure, yeah.
When's the last time you did stand up?
Like a year ago.
Okay. I was going to say, I missed it. Fucker.
No. You didn't miss anything. It was a terrible show.
I guess I wasn't there. I was somewhere.
So I want to talk about the mini Ice Age.
Justin.
The non-event?
Yes.
Yeah.
Justin.
Are we in it currently? No. Oh. It's supposed to start either next year or in 2024.
Let's ramp that shit up. More CO2.
You listen to.
Ice Age.
I've been looking at it, stuff about it today, and it looks like it's going to be a non-event.
A crock of shit?
Let's let the Hondurans have.
A crock of shit, but it's going to be a non-event.
The avocados.
Like, we're not even going to notice.
Take it from the Mexican
cartel.
It's
going to be like half a degree Fahrenheit, which is significant.
But I mean, if
but
it
does, it's not
going to
be.
Age, it's irrelevant.
We know it. No, if it's a
no,
half
we would
degree.
Freeze to death. It's not going to be one though. it's not going to be enough to end global warming.
Like it wouldn't
it's
be
not,
an ongoing winter like
no,
Game of Thrones.
No,
see that'd be something.
Oh,
that
no,
I'd be excited
it was,
about happening.
Not
because I like I'm, winter. I'm excited
the,
about every
the long night was.
Scenario.
It was just one night.
It was just one night. It lasted 1,000 years, but it was just one night.
In the middle of the night.
Children were born, grew up, and died, and never saw the light.
But yeah, it's going to be a non-event. There's I've seen articles at least once a year for the past 4 years about it. There was one. NASA's first one was in 2017, and then in 2018 there was one in the Farmer's Almanac. Uh-huh. On their website that I saw today, and then another one in 2019, and then there were a couple that I just read the headline on, like, oh no, you're not gonna have to wait till 2024, it's gonna start in 2021. Well, it's not fucking starting today. So
I
think it's gonna
nice
be a
outside.
Non-event.
I think
it is
that
gorgeous,
one thing
though.
That we cannot do is predict the future.
Yes.
But we
not,
can try.
We can speculate. We can speculate with the best of them, but we cannot predict the future.
And that's why I've always said that being a weatherman is the best fucking job ever. You can be wrong 100% of the time and just look over at the camera and be like, it's the weather.
No, you just got to say, we have a 90% chance.
Yeah. And that 10% just happens to roll.
Yeah.
It do be that way.
And I'm not saying climate change isn't real, but I remember talking about how dire our circumstances were, like reading it in our weekly readers when I was in like third grade.
Right. But
and
here
we are.
And back then, it was warmer.
Right.
It used to be hotter here. It was 115 in the summers.
When I was a kid,
yeah,
I remember having, well, not really severe winter, but more severe than recently in the last 15 years.
The Snake River froze
it
over.
It used to freeze over.
Yeah. Completely.
And, yeah,
where you could walk across it.
And
it has
you
not
know,
happened.
It
in
hasn't happened in
decades.
A very long time.
Right. But we also haven't had those extreme summers. Because back then, the summers were 115.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get that hot anymore.
It has
here.
Been pretty tame.
So, I don't know.
I mean, it hit like 115 like three summers ago.
And we're going to
hit. But only one day.
But one
and the rest
day.
Of
it wasn't like
wasn't,
a week and a half or a month in the middle of the summer.
Right. And how long have we accurately been keeping track of temperatures?
100 years.
Yeah, roughly.
Yeah.
Like it's the early 1900s.
Google,
maybe,
when,
maybe
when was the thermometer invented?
Which but amounts to zero.
That. Why not?
In the scheme of
on
things.
A geologic scale,
yes,
yeah.
It's
you're like,
zero. It's like 0.000000, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, my lifetime is a stale popcorn fart. You know, it's not, it just floats away.
Mm-hmm.
I think, was it mustard burp that they used in Things to Do in Denver?
Yeah.
Yeah. Momentarily tangy, and then
says November 1st, 1870.
Okay, so,
so we probably started keeping track shortly after that.
Hmm. Yeah, the first synchronous weather observations were taken on November 1st, 1870.
Well, that was probably during the Aeronauts.
And the other thing is that there's an 11-year sunspot cycle.
Yeah.
And the last one that we were in...
That was just a few years ago.
Yeah, the last shift was in 2014, and it was 2 years late. So, and the way the sun behaves has more effect than, you know, us throwing cans in the river is ever going to happen. Ever. Like
us doing what?
Throwing cans in the river or drinking with plastic straws. Like, it's not...
Yeah, the sun has a gravitational
human effect on things.
Throwing cans in the river and throwing plastic straws in the ocean does not have anything to do with global warming. That has
climate change, human effect on the planet. No, no, I don't think we're as big a deal.
You're mixing
burning coal,
you
know, driving cars.
No. You shouldn't.
We're talking about the production of that plastic straw.
You shouldn't be not throwing plastic straws in the rivers and stuff because of global warming or climate change.
Right.
You should be not doing that.
Because you're not an asshole.
Because you shouldn't be a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
So those are, when you weigh them, like when you really weigh them, I mean, like, I don't think, I wouldn't group in the two arguments. There's not a lot we can do about climate change. I agree. But there is a lot we could do with stuff like that. I do think
fucking waste.
We are
responsible.
But we're not even close to the problem. America, like, as much as, you know, white girls on Twitter bitch about
most of the problem
America
is
polluting,
third world countries.
Most of the problem is China and India.
We're shifting over to plastic? Fuck yeah, they are. We are good stewards of the earth. We plow big trenches and put all our plastic back in the ground.
Bury it.
Where Mother Earth wants it.
So
and these fucks just throw it in their rivers,
it
floats down, and then it floats out into the ocean, and it's everywhere.
And the problem is that they don't have the infrastructure to get rid of the garbage.
Right.
Have you seen how small their streets are? Yeah,
well, have you seen how many people are in those countries?
It's not only that. It's that everything that they use is biodegradable for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years. And now, all of a sudden, they're getting things that aren't biodegradable and they don't have anywhere to put it.
That's a good point.
And so they...
I'd never thought about it that way.
They throw it in the ground, just like they do a banana peel. Yeah. And a banana peel disappears after a handful of days in a straw or a plastic cup. What does it do? It floats down the trench, you know, when the rain comes.
But Indonesia and those countries are getting plastic bags from countries that are making them.
Yes.
They're not making...
That's why China and India are the problem. They have the most people, and China has the most manufacturing.
Right, but Indonesia isn't making the bags, though. That we're sending them the bags after we use the bags.
I didn't say Indonesia, though.
But Indonesia is like one of the biggest offenders, though.
Of
China and
plastic
India are
waste?
95% of waste.
Indonesia's so small.
I know.
So I went to Costa Rica a couple of years ago. Okay.
Now we're going to South America?
Central.
Costa Rica, amazing place. Absolutely amazing. People are genuine in Costa Rica. Oh, absolutely genuine. One of the best trips we've ever had. We've been there twice. And absolutely amazing. Go back anytime. Anyway, beside the point. In the city, they have the infrastructure to get rid of the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we ended up meeting up with a couple taxi cab drivers that took us way inland and showed us the real Costa Rica while we were down there. And you go down the back streets, you get three blocks off the main drag, and it's third world. It literally is third world. I mean, these people have huts with metal roofs, you know, just not even really walls on their homes.
Mm-hmm.
And no yard, and, you know, it rains 200 days a year in Costa Rica.
No thanks.
And what do they do with their garbage? They throw it in
their
yard.
Throw it in the street?
Yeah, throw it in the street. And the rain.
And
the
same with their waste.
Yes.
Their waste. All of their waste.
And I'm not saying that Costa Rica was a dirty place.
Right.
But if you get anywhere off the mainland, it's a different culture.
Yeah. And as much as we kind of don't even look at garbage men, they're probably one of the things that keep us civilized.
Yeah, absolutely.
They keep us well from and sanitary from getting rid of our refuse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, when you think about what you pay, like, I bitch about paying my waste bill and my, like, but then when you think about it at the end of the day, like, my garbage can was full.
And I have to roll it 5 feet from where... Okay, I've got
it. Somebody
I
comes
have
and takes it away for
a
me.
A central collection point in my house. I can have many... like small collection points, but central collection point. And then I've got to walk it from my central collection point to my can,
yeah, which is
which
all
I've got
the
to go
outside.
A little bit
outside.
And then once I'm outside, that main collection point has to be rolled 5 feet into the street so that someone just takes it away and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
But on a specific day,
I can chop up a body and put it
in. You know that's illegal.
But they get rid of it.
Shitty diapers.
And it'd be double bagged.
All the time. Because, oh my God, that little girl can poop.
We switched to the reusable thing, to reusable bags. But
we started using...
You
yeah.
use reusable garbage bags?
No.
To go to the store?
Shopping bags.
Oh, okay.
I just tell them not to give me one and I carry it, because I buy in small quantities, because I live right next door and I only buy it when I need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I rarely take a bag, and at Costco they use boxes.
I will.
So I just smash those down and
absolutely,
throw them in the recycle
thing. I will occasionally use bags, but only so that I can reuse them as like bathroom can liners.
Oh, I use them for cat shit.
Oh yeah.
And dog shit. And cats. I'm out. I'm currently. I haven't been receiving enough plastic bags. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like, my supply is hella low, like zero.
You need some?
I might.
Fucking plenty.
What am I going to do with it? I can't just scoop cat shit into my hand.
I did start using, I mean, like...
Autoerotic asphyxiation over
if
here.
If I don't bring a bag with me, and depending on the store I'm at, though, I switched to paper bags, though.
Yeah, I'll use
did you know? Did you know that they can make 15 plastic bags out of one... pop bottle lid.
I did not.
Because
that's
pop
awesome.
Bottle lids aren't recyclable.
That is an awesome fact.
It's like cotton candy. Like,
they're so hard.
That's the shortest shit that I'll remember, too. Like, just completely useless information.
It is.
There's no worthwhile shit in this head. Nothing. I can win Jeopardy, and that's about fucking
when
it.
When we got that... we have that bottling factory coming in.
No, they're going to steal our water. I'm not down with that.
So, now, well, so I'm not a fan of the water taken from the aquifer. I'm also not a fan. What are you doing? We don't need a fucking single-use plastics like company here.
No.
For Christ's sake.
Is that going where the wherever it is out on the bypass? Is that where that's going?
Yeah.
Where are they?
What's funny Holy is shit, I don't know very many people who.
It's the rock.
Maybe correct me if I'm, maybe you guys know more people. I personally don't know a lot of people who use, like, who will buy, like, bottle of water anymore.
You can buy it in bulk at Costco, and I buy it for trips or if I'm going to be away.
Yeah.
I don't consume a lot of single-use plastic water bottles. I'm also not a fan of them building one of those because that's all water they're going to steal from here and ship somewhere else. But, you know, as much water as they can bottle and ship here, we would probably have an equal amount at Costco and Walmart alone without counting gas stations everywhere else of single-use plastic water.
I've always
bottles.
Been one of those weird fuckers that goes over to the sink and turns it on and fills my cup and drinks.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, I'm one of those.
How disgusting.
Neanderthal!
God, you can leave now.
You trust your municipal water supply?
Sir, please
it's
leave.
It's not that I trust
Please
that.
Leave.
It's when that I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I...
But you trust the water anymore.
When I was a kid, I started carrying around a bottle like for water in it, and I have ever since I was a kid.
I just stopped drinking water.
I've got the thing on the fridge, so it's nice. It's like the perfect temperature when it comes out of the fridge.
I drink an energy drink for breakfast.
Convenience.
I drink coffee for lunch.
A long way.
And I drink beer all night long.
We have Culligan. I have Culligan deliver. Water
that is
giant chunks,
but they reuse their plastic bottles.
Goddamn plastic bags they could make with one of those things. If a little make 15,
but they reuse the fuck out of those though, because they went to the handled ones forever ago, and they're still got some ones without handles in circulation. So
do they change it for you, or do you have to do it yourself?
Oh no, they leave it on your doorstep.
They leave it on my doorstep. It's one of the more convenient things, and
I hate.
And he lives in the orchard, so don't trust
his municipal water supply. It's the Colgan.
Well, I have it downstairs.
Yeah, Colgan man.
Nicole's at work all day, and he's the one that's home for the.
Oh, is it a Colgan female delivery driver?
No, it's a man.
Oh man,
that's a guy.
If it's a Colgan girl,
his name is Steve, and he's very sweet.
Just like the Schwanz girl. Yeah, she plays for the other team.
What about that UPS girl?
Oh, no, I can't comment on UPS. I don't know anything about
that. My sister works for a Schwan.
Schwing.
She did.
She's
not the lesbian driver,
No, she worked in the warehouse, too.
That's what he was getting at. There's
what?
Batting for the other team.
Yeah.
The Schwan girl.
I drink out of the faucet too. I've never cared about that.
You don't taste the difference between orchards and downtown?
Nah, I don't.
There is a difference between orchards and downtown. Yes. Downtown is better, I think.
It is.
Downtown is incredible.
You can drink out of the hose downtown.
You can.
You can.
Well, as long as you know where the hose has been. You know, you coil it up for the season and then it sits there and it rots.
You got to
clean that
hose?
Fucker out before you drink out of it.
You'll let it run for a minute.
That's is this like shoot 'em up? Where
I would time it for at least 60 seconds.
No.
Nobody. Yeah, my coworkers will make fun of me if I drink out of like the drinking fountain.
Why?
Really?
You work
at a communal spot.
It's fine.
You work at a college. That's
oh my
why.
God!
Like it's fine. The water's fine.
I drink out of a water fountain every day.
Or do you refill from the fountain?
Refill.
Do they have the refillable fountains now?
Yeah, they do now.
I like the ones that track how many bottles you've saved.
We just got those, yeah.
Those are the bomb.
Those are nice.
It makes you feel good about yourself every time you drink water.
Yeah.
Really?
They keep track of like how many ounces.
How many bottles you haven't thrown out?
This machine has saved with you using your reusable decanter.
They count how many.
But you know, I've drank out of those bottles, and I'm going to get cancer or something because I've refilled them like probably.
Did you put them in
times.
The microwave?
No.
No, these are bad if you heat them.
So they're good to
the plastic.
Yeah, just don't leave.
I've refilled them like 30 times.
Yeah, I've refilled a bunch of them too because it's got to get more than one use.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can boil water.
I grab this because I'm leaving the house and coming to the podcast. And I need to...
need something quick to grab.
He's got
to
hydrate because he's going to drink 6 or 7 beers.
Yeah. And when your pee's already dark yellow, you better drink some water, partner.
Jesus.
We're learning things
Does Rick nobody today. Check their hydration level when they pee? I check every time I pee.
My water weight is down to almost
looks like
nil.
I had a vitamin. I better have water.
Do you mean like check by
sure
just
close
looking?
My eyes.
Or
yeah.
Do you like fucking run like a pH test?
Yeah, I've got the little, I got the litmus paper and everything. I just dunk it in the toilet. And it says, oh, you're acidic. You better drink some of that magic water that comes out of that $4,000 machine.
I close my eyes.
My girlfriend's sister sells these fucking machines that sell magic
water. I don't even look
water.
At my penis when I nonsense. Pee because I'm afraid I'll turn gay or something.
Yeah.
You won't even look at your balls like...
You ever go to the bathroom and you're standing in the stall?
I can't even see somebody, my balls.
The dude standing next to you and he's just staring straight down and you're like, fuck, I don't
have you seen
go.
My beard? I stand in the toilet and it's like, oh my God.
Only that's shake it great. Once.
If you shake more than twice, you're playing with yourself.
That's true.
No, I'm not going to have...
You shake, wait a second. Shake, wait a second.
And then you squeeze.
So the moral of the story...
No, you're playing with yourself. That's masturbation.
Oh.
If you bring a plastic bag with you, then it's even better.
When that's I go in the stalls, I just sit there and go,
I can't go pee unless I tie a rope around my neck first.
You either?
I gotta take my pants off to my ankles.
I have to take my pants off and tie them around my neck.
I have to take my belt off and tie it
if
around
I don't
my
neck.
Release the dragon.
Oh, see, I say release the kraken.
Well, I named my dick Draco 10 years ago. So.
You're too invested to change it to a sea monster? Got it.
I think these guys all hanging themselves is like...
man. I ended up watching that after you suggested it. It holds up mostly.
The only thing the that CG doesn't is really terrible. Is just the CG, right?
The and dragon even, is the dragon CG or is it a practical effect? It's hard to tell.
Some parts it's practical.
Is it?
What are we talking about?
Dragonheart.
Did you?
Oh, it's a horrible movie.
Because he named his dick after the dragon.
Did you?
It talks like Sean Connery.
Did you feel like? Did you feel like at some
slaps
point
her around a little?
Yeah, that's right.
Words just.
He put some glasses on there and a cigarette, and
sometimes words just like, don't work.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
Nothing. She's already been told.
Bitch done litten.
Did you feel like when you were watching Dragonheart though, you started like just letting the movie happen, the special effects weren't that bad anymore though.
Yeah,
it's the acting is fantastic.
Yeah, but I mean, even like the graphics though, I feel like once you just get into like 5 minutes into it, you're like, yeah, this is fine.
The writing isn't that great.
You can look past it,
like,
but
there's
but
little bits of dialogue time, that you're just like, eh.
At the time, those were, I mean, those were like right after Jurassic Park. That was
I
remember sitting in the theater and watching it and just being like, holy fuck, this is awesome.
I know. I remember watching it in theaters and being like, that's a dragon. That's a real dragon that
they
hunt.
That's the best dragon I've seen.
They really did find the last dragon.
Holy
it wasn't
shit.
Bruce Lee.
Since Dragon Slayer.
It was
Slayer,
Sean Connery.
1980.
God, that was a good one, too. Peter McNichol. One.
What movie?
Dragon Slayer.
Oh, that was a great movie.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Watch the trailer for Dragon Slayer.
What
man.
About Reign of Fire?
That was
you
the
know,
best
was,
dragon movie I've
that,
ever seen.
It
that,
was
that was so good.
All of the things that I love and smash it into one movie. Mm-hmm. Dragons, fucking post-apocalypse, and a whole bunch of dead people.
Yeah.
And Matthew McConaughey getting eaten by a dragon. That's one of my dreams. I hope that really happens. What's that?
And the military was cool in it, too. Like, just like what they did with it. Like, just, I was like, dragons, but it was like, they're shooting guns and rockets and shit at it,
right.
too. Like, it was like, fucking,
yeah, like, how would
day,
we,
it's like,
how
fuck
would
your
stand
spears
up without,
and crossbows.
Okay, I can't cast a fireball, but I can use a fucking AT-4.
I remember watching the trailer for Reign of Fire, and they show that scene in every single trailer, and that's the scene of Matthew McConaughey flying through the air with that fucking
battle ass, yeah.
And he gets eaten. It's just, that's the scene. He gets fucking eaten. They don't show that. Because
he's hardcore and fucking crazy.
It's one of the greatest memories of my childhood. I think it's fantastic.
Are you not a big McConaughey guy?
No, Matthew McConaughey is awesome. Awesome. Oh, okay. I don't think he can do anything
wrong. All right.
But holy fuck,
that
was that the best death for that character?
He's great in
like,
every fucking movie.
Tons of times, people will die in movies and it doesn't fit the character. You're like, how did he die?
What was the one with Steven Seagal where he dies in like the first 3 minutes of the movie?
Executive Decision?
Yeah. They like,
or Air Force One.
It was Executive Decision.
Yeah.
And in the previews, they like totally cast Steven Seagal. This was back when he was, you know, a hit. And
you're like,
just done Mark for
Kurt Russell, Steven Seagal.
I went to watch
movie
that
together.
Movie because Steven Seagal was in it, and I was like, this is going to be a badass show, you know?
Oh, you were the same
kid
I was.
Yeah, that
fucking
kid, that one.
Like, and fucking Steven Seagal like, movies marked for hatred or fucking out for death, whatever.
My dad
you know the best thing about
Steven
Seagal movies? He never fucking gets hit at all.
No.
Ever.
And I don't think
he's
an unstoppable
force.
No, he doesn't.
And in real life, he believes that he is this, like,
he thinks he's
ninth level
badass.
Buddha or something. And he can reincarnate at will. Like, really? Why hasn't he done that yet? Because he looks paunchy.
He thinks he's the most badass person in the world.
If I had that ability, I would have reincarnated to somebody who was still in movies.
Before we denigrate the great Steven Seagal.
I would reincarnate as a fucking bear or something.
Did you find that
like,
I did.
Okay.
I can choose? Oh, I'll be a women's bicycle seat. Like... It's a Jackie Mason joke. It's not very good. Not Mason.
It's fantastic.
Fuck, who is that?
You'd look at this D&D fucking shit.
What you thought was a medieval
is this Moses?
Myth.
Dude, that guy's made me so much
fun. Fucking Peter McNichol.
10 tons of rapacious reality. No maiden is safe.
They're talking about Yukon Cornelius again. No maiden is safe.
And no one can save the kingdom except the sorcerer's apprentice, whose courage is greater than his skill.
Whose courage is lacking.
He's intimidating.
This is no warrior.
No, he's a sorcerer's apprentice. We just covered that.
Calling what they will. Only he can create a weapon.
Oh, he looks like he just smelled a bad fart.
Fucking J.J. Abrams lens flare. Woo!
Like no other on this earth.
An adventure.
Jesus, the whole movie filmed at night?
Like yeah.
No other on this Jesus.
Dragon. This is the Long Night from Game of Thrones.
Picture wizardry that takes you.
This guy fixed it the first time.
You can't see anything.
It's because the dragon effects were practical, and they didn't want you to see the
you
pulleys.
Get him in a reflection.
The eight dudes in ninja suits
of
moving
fiery
away.
Water.
Dragon Slayer.
It's on.
Find that.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Now we do
right
do
now.
Rain of Fire.
Yes, I want to see the
God,
Rain of Fire
it.
One.
It's a good movie, though.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's what they found. They fucked with the wrong Mexican.
Did you guys ever watch the Harry Hamlin Clash of the Titans from 81?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on TBS every fucking day.
Okay.
You know the best,
I've
best
probably
old
seen
movie?
It 74 times.
Beastmaster.
Fuck oh yeah. With the fucking
yeah.
parents, man.
Yeah,
these
TBS.
Guys are too young.
Oh,
dude,
I know
Jeff
is.
Fucking Beastmaster is.
He was born by the time Beastmaster 4 came out.
I've that seen Beastmaster. Was... It's the guy that kept those ferrets in his asshole.
Yeah. That guy.
They were asshole adjacent.
And he goes to the top of the mountain.
He kept his buns
for
warm.
20 minutes.
Look at Derek getting so butthurt about being called young.
I always know people that do that, though. They're like, you're too young for that. And I'm like, I watched 80s movies. So
my
like,
Chris Farley thing.
They were
oh,
his,
yeah.
They were
this
his bun
asshole. I don't even know if they were on the episode. Warp,
no,
warp.
Yeah, yeah, no. He, Rick was.
Rick was on it?
Yeah. He was gatekeeping Chris Farley.
You've been too young for Chris Farley. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like 5 years younger than you.
That's young.
Beastmaster was great because he kept those ferrets in the same place that David Bowie kept those crystal balls in the labyrinth. Which I imagine was his asshole.
They both?
Dance, magic, dance!
Oh, man.
with his fucking fushigis.
That shit does not hold up.
No.
Matthew McConaughey with a shaved head is something.
Dude, he was fucking jacked in this
I
era.
Want...
Only one thing was... This was before Dallas
That's
Fire.
That's fucking
before
Leonidas.
Gerard Butler was big. I just...
And wasn't Christian Bale in this, too?
Yeah, Christian
the
Bale
main
was
guy.
The...
Jack, too.
Christian Bale's the main guy.
I'm...
All right. Let's kill some
I want these
dragon.
Guys in a StarCraft movie.
Well, that would be you, then.
Is this a trailer?
No.
That's a quick scene.
I think this is just the scene where he decides he wants
the
to
the American
rape
show.
Matthew McConaughey is the most American right there, too. He's like pure distilled Uncle Sam.
He fucking is.
Just every bit of him.
Naked bongo, smoking a J.
I remember the dragons being pretty cool in this movie.
Here I come.
Hey, what's going on?
Is his name Sam in this? Because that would be perfect.
He points a lot,
here, let me
too.
Find the
he
trailer.
Does.
Should be.
Which means he watched a lot of... professional wrestling. Which is also very American of him. Mm-hmm. But he's just like... Yeah. The millions.
Uh-huh.
And millions.
He gets off that tank and it's like, I walk alone inside this pit of danger! He's all like...
Oh, you got rid of it.
I'm kind of sad that he hasn't been in a Marvel movie yet. Really.
Well, he's small.
That's true.
McConaughey's good enough. He could pull it off.
Is this?
Yes.
Okay.
Because this is where he's
from
sees,
the director of yeah. The X-Files, the movie.
I wouldn't have known that. He finds the egg.
All right. Oops.
Dragon just jizzed fire.
A creature has been awakened.
Nice.
La Fontaine.
Dormant for millions of years.
For millions of years.
He's still in there. He's still alive at this point.
Older than the dinosaurs. And more terrifying than anything.
That's what I remember from the trailer.
How are they older than
dinosaurs?
1 to 1
million in less than a year.
Is that Charlene Theron?
No.
Great vision.
It's the poor man's version.
I have even better vision at night.
It's the shop coat. Charlize.
Chocolate.
She's not quite Kmart.
I'm definitely a star not. Shining bright tonight.
What about Rite Aid?
Rite Aid. Charlize Theron.
With dragons, words aren't enough.
Yeah, Dragon looks pretty good.
Yeah.
This video quality blows up.
Well, yeah, but that's but the movie was filmed.
And everybody is jacked in this fucking movie.
There's nothing magical about it. They're made of flesh and blood. You take out their
flesh and blood.
He sounds like America sounds.
Yeah, it does.
We're going to London. Vertical one up.
Plan is set. 1600 yards. Is it marijuana?
We should have played that London song.
It's Matthew McConaughey, so he very well could have been marijuana.
We need to get Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey's DNA in a blender and impregnate Halle Berry.
What you're creating about, what you're talking about is creating a superhuman.
The ultimate American.
The Rock. It'd be the
it
Rock.
It would be. We've already done it.
It's already
Thank
done.
You, nature. Thank you.
Sir. Could you imagine The Rock doing Matthew McConaughey's
He accent? Could do it. He could do it.
Excuse me.
Somebody.
Did you
somebody...
wipe your ass with my client's contract? It says right here he needs a digital recording device.
Somebody send a. I almost said a Twitter.
A
I almost said a twat.
A twittering twat.
Someone twatted.
Send a twit to.
A twit.
At The Rock. It's he needs to do Matthew McConaughey.
You know, I know I've said this before, but he brought up Halle Berry. She is amazing in John Wick 3. Like,
I haven't watched
John
it yet.
Wick 3?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a while since she's been in anything.
And she is, like, she went through legit training like Keanu Reeves did. And so her scenes are
Cause
not
Because she phoned
bad.
It in for Catwoman.
I wonder if
she made her mistake.
Keanu Reeves didn't go through training. He was born with those abilities. Oh. Actually, what he is, they just jacked him into the back of his neck.
Keanu Reeves is the second coming.
I know Gun Fu.
I refer to him as Neo.
Yeah.
Neo. More commonly known.
Commonly known as Neo.
Jeff, you went to The Price is Right.
I did go to The Price is
Right. Oh. Here in Lewiston. Yeah.
Oh.
I want to know a little bit about your experience.
No, I'm disappointed. The one in Lewis.
It is exactly the same, but it's totally different.
Okay, do they do it up like 70s style with the? No?
It's exactly the same.
Oh, so they.
It is exactly the same, but completely different.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna elaborate now.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Here's the differences. In the original or in the TV Price is Right. Four people get called up. One person goes up, plays a game. Another person gets called up. Another person goes up, plays a game till they have three. Then they spin the wheel. And then they do that process three more times. Spin the wheel one more time. Those two people that win the wheel do the showcase showdown. Right? Essential. Okay. Down at the casino, they called up four people. One person goes up, plays a game. They dismiss all four.
Oh, four, fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, four brand new people come up. Four brand new people come up. One person goes up.
How do they pick the one person?
The same way.
They bring out something closest without going over.
Oh, okay. So at least you have a chance.
Yeah, the games play exactly the same. It's just the process is different.
Okay? They included another hurdle.
Yeah, so get this. They called up four fresh people, they never even bid on anything to spin the wheel.
Oh.
The winner of that got, I don't remember, $200, $500, whatever it was.
A taint massage from the
If they got
Asians 100,
then they got like $5,000 or something. The showcase showdown, they only had one thing that they were bidding on and instead of two, and they called up two fresh people for the showcase showdown.
Whoa.
Ouch.
Yeah, so there was essentially...
And this was at the casino?
Yeah, it was down at the casino. But they were legitimate games. It was The Price is Right.
Was Bob Barker there?
No, Bob Barker wasn't, but there was some dude from Showtime, and the announcer was from like HBO or something, was on Saturday Night Live for a while or something. I don't know. I'm not that smart.
What was it?
But it wasn't Drew.
No, it definitely was not Drew Carey. No, this is the traveling one. Oh. And they go to different places.
Was it anybody of celebrity stature? They go to a lot of
tribal casinos.
What's that?
Was it any kind of, like, anybody with any kind of celebrity stature, or just a
He was a some stand-up comedian was the host.
Oh.
And he had been on HBO a handful of times or something for some stupid shit.
Okay.
It was good. I mean, it was entertaining and it was fun. The music was beyond loud.
Did you get called up?
No, I did not get called up.
And it's $55, right?
It was $55.
Wow. My grandpa was talking about it because he wants to do it.
It was fun. It really was fun. But it was not what I expected.
I'm seven again. I'm seven and staying home sick from school.
The funniest things were the clips they showed from the actual show, like the bloopers and like people flipping out and doing backflips and shit like that, and shit they did to Bob Barker and shit they did to Drew Carey. And
wow.
So they had a whole set decorated though to look like.
Oh yeah, it was legitimate. Like,
was it on that stage?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they had curtains that would like close. They were Price is Right curtains. They were like little.
I assume the crowd was a little smaller than the LA TV studio crowd.
I don't know. No, there was probably.
I don't know. I was in it, so it seemed huge.
I would say 300, 325.
Did they fill the whole deal? Or
that's
there
good
was
for
there
here.
Was probably. I mean, they were.
They get that for concerts all the time.
They were like church seats, you know, the regular just cushioned.
Right,
seats.
The ones that are hooked together.
Yeah. And
that pisses me off.
I want to say there was 40 bare seats, maybe.
Do you feel like Jesus was there?
I do. Okay. I do. And I like cheeses, too.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus is upon us today.
Can we end the show with a prayer, gentlemen?
No.
Who are you, and where is my brother?
What's going on? Were you guys not all just fucking praise Jesus and all this stuff?
What's going
on?
And
I was like, can we not end the show?
Well, no, he said
prayer.
It was like church seating, and so I went into my Joel Osteen.
I want you to think on it, and I want you to pray on it.
I want you to pray on it. Praise
Jesus. Yeah, I had a boss that one time at an old job told me, well, we'll pray about it. And I was like,
thanks.
Will we?
You're like, fuck what?
P-R-E-Y?
This is going to work.
I'm like, I don't think.
Are you a hunter?
I've expended my prayers for this cycle. I'm all out.
I need a full rest before I can do it again.
I've only got three thoughts left.
Yeah.
But I'm all out of prayers.
He goes, well, we'll go ahead and pray about it. And I go, maybe we should just make a decision.
Well, I'm sure that decision was negative after saying something like that.
I'm pretty sure Jesus gave us the ability to reason out things. And
patience is a virtue.
Jeez, I couldn't believe it. Pray about it? The fuck are you talking about?
It's not in my wheelhouse, Hoss. It's not what I do. Not about praying on it.
I hope you're a praying man, because you're a betting man right now, because you're betting that I won't punch
I'm
you in the face.
I'm a praying mantis.
You're betting I won't sue you for bringing religion into my workplace.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
We've been praying that you will support our crowdfund for an owl camera.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's still going on.
It is still going on.
And it's made some significant progress.
Yeah. My brother-in-law actually donated via Venmo, so I got to actually, because he doesn't have Facebook.
Oh.
So he was like, but he was watching our videos, and
so he gave you money, and you gave it into the fund.
And I'm going to,
make it look like we've got more money.
I haven't yet, but I will.
People are going to do it. We're going to get there.
We're close.
Yep. You guys... donate today to our crowdfund because we need a private jet to get from each state to the next.
I need
to spread the good word of the Lord Jesus Christ.
We need to build the super church.
That's how they go, right?
The beard is stunned.
Jesus wants you to have this money to send to me.
Pray on it.
And then the show ended.
We're so good.
Pray on it.
Don't forget to like, subscribe.
It. And think yada, on it. Yada. And pray on it.
Subscribe. It'll be right there. Ring the little bell for the notification, and that'll be kind of right here. I edit the video, so I know where I put it.
He knows where everything is. Yeah. It'll go exactly where his hand is.
So time spent poorly, you'll see.
And if you
right
tap
there.
On my hand will go here.
Ladies, he has a kung fu grip.
So
a kung fu.
I don't even land him on that. No, I have a delicate grip. I know how to use all of my appendages.
Before you tap on his hand, make sure you think on it and you pray on it.
He's like a G.I. Joe.
Bye.
TSBN.fun. Thanks. Bye.
Praise the Jesus.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. You two can just go
no,
wild.
You're doing it. You're doing it. No, have fun.
Come on.
Be a sport.
No. Don't be lame. Press play. We got this.
Nope. You guys have fun. Read. No, you and Derek.
Turn around. And look at what you see in her face, the mirror of her dreams. Make believe I'm everywhere, giving in the light. Written on the pages is the answer to a never-ending story.
I mean, I used to love this movie so
can
much.
Can you disown me?
Did you ever watch Never Ending Story?
No, because I don't care.
Reach the stars, fly a fantasy, dream a dream, and what would you be?
That part was a little tough.
Rhymes to keep their secrets.
This song sucks.
To fold behind the clouds. And there upon a rainbow is the answer to a
what?
Never-ending story.
My ears.
Never-ending story.
Do you like the cry at the end of there? Next one's yours, Wyatt!
No!
Alright.
Oh no, you're finishing.
Just use it as sign-out music.
You've committed.
This is the sign-out music. Thank you for listening to the show. Season
3 is in the can.
3 is done. But look, we're gonna be back. It's going to be a stranger show.
Show no fear for what she's been away. In your hand, the birth of a new day.
I'm pretty sure this song's about masturbation.
I'm certain it is.
Can't deny it. The clouds.
And there upon a rainbow is the answer to a never-ending story. Never-ending story. Never-ending story.
Crap, how many times do we do it?
Well, we sure are strange.
Never-ending story.